WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump is hosting South Africa's president at the White House, where Trump played a video he says proves genocide claims by white South African farmers.
White South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws.
He also had paperwork.
These are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. 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 Horrible death.
President Ramaphosa.
We were taught by Nelson Mandela that whenever there are problems, people need to sit down around a table and talk about them.
Well, there are problems.
And this is precisely what we would also like to talk about, including, of course, trade matters, investment matters.
South African officials have strongly pushed back against Trump's accusations. Ramaphosa sought the meeting to set the record straight. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. State lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin shorelines. The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail. St. Croix County authorities are investigating after finding two people dead during a welfare check in Springfield Township. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, a family member requested that law enforcement authorities conduct a wellness check on a woman at the property at around 9 p.m. on Monday. When they arrived at the scene, they discovered the bodies of the woman and a man along with a firearm. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, but say there does not appear to be an ongoing threat to the community. The City of Eau Claire will contribute some funding to ensure the Catholic Charities homeless shelter in the downtown area will remain open for the summer. Earlier this year, representatives from the Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse expressed concerns about funding the shelters across the region. Without help, the Sojourner House may have been forced to close down over the summer. Last week, the City of Eau Claire voted to approve a $40,000 contribution to keep the shelter open this summer and in the future. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night, the final 5-2, thanks to five scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first three games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record as he earned a job in the Brewers rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for two more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with scattered light rain chances still continuing throughout the entire day and into tonight. Thankfully, the winds are calmer today, but still crisp temperatures, only scraping the mid-50s. But by tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do highs in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, habeas corpus. Jim Santel will explain why that's important. We'll also talk all things sports and learn about the weekend weather. I hope you can join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our old friend Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, ALaw 202 over on Blue Sky, as well as at socialsecurityworks.org. And Alex, yesterday I heard reported briefly, it's the only mention I've heard of it in the last 18 hours or so, but apparently it happened, that the Congressional Budget Office said that the cuts to Medicaid that the Republicans are proposing in their big, brutal bill will produce, as a knock-on effect, an indirect effect, $500 billion in cuts to Medicare. Do I have this right?
Yeah, it's complicated, but also really simple. The Republicans are liars. They said they weren't going to cut Medicaid. They are cutting Medicaid. They said that they aren't going to cut Medicare. They are cutting Medicare. But I learned about it at 1 a.m. From ranking member Brendan Boyle, the top Democrat on the budget committee, because he just learned about it. I was on the Hill at 1 a.m., which is when the Republicans kicked off this final sprint to get their bill across the finish line. So you've got $700 billion in Medicaid cuts. And now, because their bill blows such a enormous hole in the long-term debt by just removing the revenue of billionaires, you know, paying in by giving them these enormous tax handouts, it kicks off automatic cuts to Medicare. It's really not surprising, Tom, since we know that this is what their plans are, you know, just they're continuing to lie and saying they're not going to cut Social Security. But everyone should know, they absolutely will as soon as they can.
Well, they already have. Because, they fired 7,000 people. It's people are having a hard time signing up right now.
Absolutely. The cuts to Social Security are very real, but they still can't get their hands directly on the benefits in using this reconciliation bill. Or you'd be sure they would have already.
Yeah.
That's their plan.
Alex, this my information is a couple days old, and you were up in the middle of the night. Were you at Congress or were you watching on C-SPAN?
No, I was on the Hill in the rain.
Holy cow. Yeah, we've got a video clip here of you, chasing around one of the members of Congress, you know, asking her about, you know, is this really what you want to do to cut all these benefits? It's pretty cool. Well, so here's my question. My understanding is that these guys think that they're a little too slick by half. They're going to have their cuts to Medicaid and Medicare don't kick in for three more years. so that it won't be visible until the next president comes along, who will probably be a Democrat. And the tax breaks that they're going to offer with regard to tipped income and Medicare, Social Security income, those kick in immediately, but they're phased out after 3 years. So, but the tax cuts for billionaires are permanent. Is that kind of organization still the imperative that they're pushing, or have they, are they actually going to have these cuts to Medicare and Medicaid go into effect right away?
So you do have it correct state of play basically right now, but everything is in flux, and there is a side of the Republican caucus who's saying, you know, we need to destroy Medicaid faster. So they want to start right away. You know, they want to kill people by ripping health care away from them, from more people sooner. That's their plan. And that's basically what the negotiation is right now, is how soon will the destruction of Medicaid occur? And let's be clear about what we're talking about, which is hundreds of billions of dollars, $715 billion in Medicaid cuts that would devastate just rural health care would basically be over, Tom. We're already in the middle of a rural health care collapse because of Medicare Advantage, hospitals closing across rural America. And this kicking Medicaid out from under them, you know, that there will be states with no hospitals in them. That's the consequence of this Republican bill. And it's not just Medicaid. It's also Obamacare, ACA. But the cuts are enormous. And that is before we learned about the $500 billion in Medicare cuts. And all of that on top of the destruction of the Social Security Administration, the potential for people not getting their checks. I mean, the devastation is enormous. And why? All to give trillions of dollars in tax handouts to billionaires.
We're talking to Alex Lawson, the president of SocialSecurityWorks.org. Alex, my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com is kind of asking this question. We're looking at Republicans gutting Medicare, gutting Medicaid. You're absolutely right. It will lead to thousands or if not tens of thousands of American deaths. But I get it, you know, that they want to pay for the tax cuts for billionaires. But this doesn't even begin to pay for the tax cuts for billionaires. And I'm wondering if there might be some other motive, if it's possible that, you know, Putin told Trump that you've got to kneecap America. Apparently, Putin's been talking to Musk as well. You know, take America down in the eyes of the world, get rid of USAID, you know, let Russia and China help out these, you know, poor third world countries instead of us so that they can have access to their raw materials and strategic locations and whatnot. Or, you know, or is it possible that really the plan with regard to gutting Medicaid was just, hey, if we get these people off the government dole, they'll have to pick up for-profit health insurance, and those health insurance companies will make even more money, which they can kick back to us as campaign contributions. And now that the Supreme Court has said that if you have a super PAC, you can actually keep that money after you leave office, you know, it all comes into our personal checking accounts at the end of the day. What do you think?
You know, it's hard to divine their motives other than, you know, what they say. You listen to even Elon Musk, and what they believe in is a society where the billionaires have everything and can do whatever they want. And everybody else is left scrambling for the crumbs that fall off the billionaires' tables. They want the Hobbesian life for the vast majority of the American people, nasty, brutish, and short. They don't want people to have health care or sufficient wages or the time to organize resistance to the billionaires having everything. And that is, I think, a philosophical vision of theirs, that they want to destroy things that work for the people. Social Security works, destroy it. The Postal Service works, destroy it. Public education works, destroy it. undermine all of these things that we do together that work for us, because all of those things that work for us remove power from the billionaires or restrain them in some way from doing what they want. Mm. So it really is just this age-old question of who does government work for? The few, the very rich, or the many, the people. Right. And obviously, we need a government that's reactive and works for the people and not for the billionaires.
You spend a lot of time on Capitol Hill. You know these people, these Republicans, as well as the Democrats and the lobbyists and you know what's really going on there. And I really appreciate your insights into the process. We were talking with Congressman Mark Pocan earlier in the program, and he said that there is significant conflict. Is more my phrase than his, but the way he characterized it, between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the House. The Republicans in the House are gung-ho for all these cuts, whereas the Senate proposed cuts that Congressman Pocan said only amount to about 2% of the cuts that the House Democrats want. What are you seeing in regard to this, and how do you think this is going to play out as this legislation goes to the Senate?
You know, we have lots of different predictions. You see the distance between the different factions in the House Republicans, and then there's an enormous gulf between the House and the Senate Republicans. Mm-hmm. That being said, when push comes to shove, every time so far this Congress, the Republicans have just done what Donald Trump tells them to do. So there should be a representative like Miller Meeks, who's the one who I spoke with on video. I challenged her. She won by 800 votes. The bill would steal 67,000 people's health care in Iowa's first congressional district. We're in front of a hospital right now with local partners that will close because of her vote. We're saying you will absolutely lose your job if you go through with this. But she already voted for it once. So they are, more afraid of Donald Trump than they are of their constituents. And so we're going to have to fight as hard as possible all the way through the House process. And then as it goes over to the Senate, just fight for every millimeter, because, again, this is people's lives on the line. Amen. That's what we're fighting about.
Amen. The great Alex Lawson, SocialSecurityWorks.org. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you. 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is United Healthcare a person? And we dare to say, no, the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. We'll be right back. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and even pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested. It's free from artificial dyes and fillers. Clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery, and they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. I love their sleep gummies. They really work. And now is your chance to stock up and save during this Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with code VIP. CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP to save up to 40% off. And be sure to check out the sleep gummies. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 3 minutes past the hour, and Israel is starving and destroying Gaza. This the Washington Post. This is a fascinating piece by Ishant Tharoor, pointing out that in Brussels, the EU, the European Union, announced that it's going to begin a formal review of its trade rule accord with Israel. This is a move that was backed by Kaja Kallas, the EU's top diplomat, who said a huge, quote, a huge majority of the bloc's foreign ministers agree with this. Britain suspended ongoing free trade talks with Israel and has levied sanctions on a number of these hardcore right wingers in Israel who are calling for, you know, let's steal more land, that kind of thing. On Monday, a joint statement from the leaders of Britain, France, and Canada said, quote, the level of human suffering in Gaza is intolerable. The joint statement said, "We will not stand by while the Netanyahu government pursues these egregious actions. If Israel does not cease the renewed military offensive and lift its restrictions on humanitarian aid, we will take further concrete actions in response." The prime minister faces, this is from the article, the prime minister, this is Netanyahu, faces an ongoing investigation for war crimes at the International Criminal Court, in part due to Israel's record of denying vital food aid to the citizens of Gaza. But Israelis are starting to rise up against Netanyahu, too. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said that what Israel, quote, is currently doing in Gaza is very close to a war crime. Thousands of innocent Palestinians are being killed, as well as many Israeli soldiers, end of quote. Yair Golan, the leader of the left-leaning Democrats Party in Israel and a former general in the Israeli Defense Forces, the Israeli Army, was scathing. He said, quote, "Israel is on the way to becoming a pariah state among the nations, the South Africa of yore, if it does not return to behaving like a sane country. A sane country doesn't engage in fighting against civilians, doesn't kill babies as a hobby, and doesn't set the expulsion of a population as a goal." This is a general, in the former general in the Israeli army. In the Netherlands, tens of thousands of people marched through the Dutch capital of The Hague in opposition to Israel over the weekend. Don't know if you caught that. It was pretty much not covered in American media. The British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, came out the day before yesterday and said, quote, "History will judge them, blocking aid, expanding the war, dismissing the concerns of your friends and partners. This is indefensible and it must stop." And on that same day, Slovenia's foreign minister, Tanja Fajon, said, quote, "The EU's failure to clearly and forcefully condemn Israel's killing of civilians is causing irreparable damage to the reputation of the EU globally and at home. People, children are starving. Aid workers are being killed. And the EU is still silent." And meanwhile, one of the top story on Drudge right now, the U.S. has obtained new intelligence suggesting that Israel's making preparations to strike Iranian nuclear facilities, even as Trump is trying to work out a new deal with Iran. So is Israel trying to blow up Trump's deal? Is this Netanyahu just trying to, you know, for his political survival? Keep in mind, Netanyahu is still under criminal investigation in Israel by Israelis for his corruption and bribery and, you know, all this other stuff. You know, there's a long history of national leaders using wars as ways of getting out of their own problems. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The American Airlines, not the that airline, a bunch of United States Airlines are now calling on Congress to update the FAA's technology. Good idea, I think.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communications specialist, Logan Rogie, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to plan ahead if they intend to spend time visiting the state park system over Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at the state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are also reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. The Wisconsin State Patrol has increased enforcement on the roadways as they attempt to ensure residents are traveling safely around Memorial Day. The State Patrol and law enforcement agencies across the country officially began their Click It or Ticket seatbelt safety campaign on Monday, which will run through June 1st. Authorities say wearing a seatbelt is one of the easiest and most effective ways to prevent serious injuries in the event of a crash, but a survey found only about 89% of Wisconsin drivers reported always wearing their seatbelt last year. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to over 7 years in prison for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. 34-year-old David Anderson Jr. had previously entered a guilty plea to the charge in federal court. He was arrested last year when law enforcement authorities used a confidential informant to make 2 controlled buys of methamphetamine from him. Authorities executed a search warrant at his home following the controlled buys and seized over 200 grams of methamphetamine that was prepackaged for distribution. Menominee residents will have one less thing to worry about when they're visiting the downtown area this summer. City officials are reminding residents that parking at all city meters north of Wilson Avenue in the downtown Menominee area will be free until late August. The free meters will be clearly marked with a blue bag or ribbon with a label reading free parking for the summer. City Lot 6 will also offer free parking for residents except in spots marked as permit only. City Lot 10 and the 15-minute meters in front of the post office will not be free. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with scattered light rain chances still continuing throughout the entire day and into tonight. Thankfully, the winds are calmer today, but still crisp temperatures, only scraping the mid-50s. But by tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do highs in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in Dane County, talking plants and badger honor flight. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Hey, well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Louise loves this stuff. It really works. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom. You're going to love it. How to mimic voices and how to lie and how to creep. Now it's whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming AI coup. Once we had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deep fakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. They're training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from view. Democracy is dangling in the coming AI coup. Oh, say, can you see? Are your eyes deceived? The screen says trust the system, but who programs the truth? Back 36 minutes past the hour. Yeah. The AI coup. We're there. Don in Evergreen, Colorado. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. It's been a while since I called. You and I are both pilots, and you know that when you're flying and things start to go south, it's easy to get wrapped up in the minutia of the problem that's going right on in front of your face and forget the big picture. First of all, fly the airplane.
Yep. Straight and level.
Sit back, take a deep sit back, take a deep breath, assess the big situation, the big picture, and then move on. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the Republicans are doing that to us very deliberately, or somebody. They flood the zone, they overwhelm us, and then we suffer outrage fatigue, and we forget the big picture. So let's step back to 45,000 feet here, and Vladimir Putin was a mid-level, mid-competence KGB operative, and they assigned him to East Germany. But he was rather ambitious. He wanted to do big things. And as I recall, he stated at one time that he wanted to destroy his enemy, America, from within without firing a shot. Do you remember that?
That was Khrushchev back in 1957.
Oh, that was Khrushchev.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think they're carrying that on. But anyway, for a long time, Russia's been identifying and grooming potential rubes, Trump one of them.
Oh, yeah.
So that if any of them got into positions of power, they were already kind of preconditioned.
Yeah, Kurt Unger has done a brilliant job of documenting this, Don.
Yeah, they knew who they could manipulate easily and who had the personality types, et cetera.
Yep.
And then they started funding the Republicans through money laundering, through the NRA. Mm-hmm. Remember the NRA?
I do.
And they even had the honeypot of Maria Butina. So they got these Republicans compromised. And then when the money laundering came out, that didn't hurt them at all. It actually helped, because now these Republicans were compromised. They had to either refund the money or try and hide their involvement or their knowledge of where the money came from.
Right. No, so I get all this, Don. What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, just the big picture that they...
So you think Putin is the hidden hand behind all the destruction of America that Trump is undertaking?
Well, I think that he's manipulating Trump. Hey, this would be a good idea. And by the way, we're still reviewing that Trump Tower in Moscow.
You know,
and they just play his ego. They don't have
still on the table.
Have to be a conscious agent of theirs, they can manipulate him to do what they want.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Don, I think your analysis is spot on. Thank you. Kurt in Madison. Hey, Kurt, thanks for listening to WMDX. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Here's my view on answering your question why the Republicans are doing it. Mm-hmm. Your guest kind of stole some of my thunder. And I apologize if this is going to oversimplify the answer, but it's greed. It's that simple. The oligarchs, the Koch brothers, the Heritage Foundation, they've been doing this for a long time. They got the money into the pockets of controlling all the Republican constituents.
But how does greed get satisfied by gutting the Weather Service and the air traffic control system?
Okay, I can answer that question too.
Please.
The thing is, and I listen to you almost every day. They're very myopic.
Opportunities?
They're very myopic in their behavior. They think their twisted logic. They think that they're going to weather through all of this because they're fully protected. They don't want a middle class. They want a massive working poor class.
Right.
And they've been promised this castle on the mound filled with gold, and they're going for it. They don't care about the constituents. They do not care about getting hurt. I have friends, well, they're not friends anymore, who are Republicans. And it's the classic, I've got mine, screw you. Mm-hmm. You work at getting your own. And and to further answer your question, saying, well, why would they do it at the airlines and stuff like this, remove greed. Then try to find the answer of why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And I remember, you know, back in the day when Rush Limbaugh would make his little joke, he'd say, what do you do with a person when they're down? You kick them, otherwise they'll never get up. And, you know, yeah, it's like, let's really, you know, crap on the poorest and weakest among us, and somehow that's going to incentivize them to lift themselves up by their own bootstraps, which, by the way, is an old saying that means this is an impossible thing to do.
And if I may, one more thing. The only thing I disagree with the guest was saying, well, Trump is making all these decisions. No, he is. No, he's not. Anybody who's watched his behavior, especially with his decayed ability to function, he is controlled like you see in the movies. There's somebody whispering in his ear, like Mark Miller and others, and saying, do this, do this, do this.
Yeah,
simply doesn't have, he's a goldfish. He doesn't have the attention span or the intellect or the...
No, I completely agree. It's Russell Vaught and Stephen Miller, in my opinion, who are really running the show. But, you know, what do I know? Kurt, thank you. Spot on. Very thoughtful analysis. I appreciate it. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, how are you today? What's on your mind?
Well, thank you again in your audience for suffering the eccentric dissident one more time.
And your great Substack newsletter. Yes.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you something, though, that you did. It really touched me. I think you know we've had enough interaction where Monday, one of the first things you did when your program opened is you acknowledged the 100th birthday of Malcolm X. And I think you know that I'm a big-time student and acolyte of Malcolm. And the day before was my father's birthday. So he's been gone 29 years. He would have been 85 on May 18th.
Wow.
And I had two of the most influential men in my life. And so that really touched me. I just had to share that. Now let's get down to your question. I'm going to break it down for you as quickly as possible, as pithily. You asked a question that was a very thought-provoking one at the top of the second hour, which your last two callers responded to, and that was, why would people be basically nuking the country? And I'm going to for you,
Kenyatta, real quick. Your phone is fading out. I don't know if there's something you can do about that.
Are we good now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
All right, so... What to answer your question, why are these people doing this? Let me tell you and I'm just positing a theory. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying this is the case, but if you'll notice, when Donald Trump came into office in his inaugural speech the night that he won, he said, "The golden age of America begins right now."
Yeah, I remember.
Yesterday, he talked about a golden dome to protect the country from incoming missiles. Now, let's cut to the chase. There is this theory
or concept of the golden billion. I think you're familiar with.
The golden what?
That from the golden billion, B like billion.
Okay.
The golden billion is a concept where basically people from developed, which is AKA Western, AKA white nations that control the world's resources, really need to knock off a few people, a couple of billion, because, you know, the resources are getting scarce. Hmm. They'll still have enough people to you know, do the mining and do the dirty work. But there needs, in other words, I'm talking about reducing population.
So
I'm just saying this is theory. I'm just saying it's a theory.
So you think Trump is all about euthanasia?
Yeah, but you know, from our previous conversations, the only real conspiracy in my mind is that there are no conspiracies. That is a reality, the golden billion concept.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
no,
reality. The bottom line is Trump, Trump is a result of a declining nation.
Yeah.
And we've always had a problem in this country with the truth. We have a problem with racism. We have a problem with being honest about that. We have a problem with being honest about women's rights. We have a problem with honesty in this country. You can call it malinformation, misinformation, disinformation, dead information. I don't care what you call it. We have a problem with honesty.
Yeah.
And the country has gone into what is akin to a geopolitical fetal position. And what is that for the United States? Back to racism, back to isolationism. That's what you're seeing.
Mm. Yeah. No, I, you know, I think you make a good point. And euthanasia, yeah. He's just trying to kill us off. Kenyatta, it's always great to hear from you. And I love reading your newsletter over on Substack. Thank you so much for the call.
Yes, sir.
Great talking with you. Yeah, we'll be back. It's 46 minutes past the hour. And I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Right back with your calls. Stay with us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The New Hampshire Senate killed a bill requiring absentee voters to include copies of citizenship documents when requesting or returning absentee ballots. In a separate court case in April, voters challenged the state's proof of citizenship law for in-person registration. For decades, a prospective New Hampshire voter could provide documents to prove domicile and U.S. citizenship when registering to vote, or when those documents weren't available, use a sworn affidavit under penalty of fines or imprisonment. Under that system, there has never been any evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in New Hampshire. Then in 2024, New Hampshire became one of the first states to further restrict its proof of citizenship rules. It ended use of affidavits entirely, requiring voters to provide documentary birth certificate, U.S. passport, naturalization papers, or other documents proving citizenship to register. No documents, no voting. HB 217 went even further, requiring absentee ballot users, including nursing home and homebound voters, to provide those documents with their absentee requests and ballots. Fortunately for Grandma, the bill was killed May 15th. April 23rd, arguments by pro-voter groups were heard in federal district court in an effort to strike down the 2024 proof of citizenship law after dozens were turned away in local elections earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your support.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. And that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
The crown came down in silence.
Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. The other day I was reading an interesting article on where Russia has been using motorbike squads, kind of a modern-day kamikaze pilots now in that war, but for about a year or so now. And most of the riders are killed before they can reach their target, yet those that are successful solve a key tactical challenge in Ukraine, how to cross an open battlefield under constant surveillance from above and fast.
Just use a motorcycle.
Russia's military is said to be planning to systematically integrate motorbikes across the front ahead of a new offensive. And plenty of lives will be lost, but Russia's precious armored vehicles will be saved.
That's interesting. When I saw that headline, I assumed it had to do with they're called the Gray Wolves. There's a motorcycle gang in Russia that's sort of like, you know, the Hell's Angels here. And they are in tight with Putin, and they regularly go around and beat up, you know, Putin's political opposition on a local level. And I assumed that somehow they were involved in the Ukraine war. But it sounds like this is just, you know, what kind of, tactical.
Special outfit there, and that these bike assaults are made to overload the drone units and throw as many personnel as far as possible to disturb Ukrainian logistics.
Interesting.
Forcing them to spend more time drones and ammunition to find and eliminate them.
Yeah.
And the writer's task is not to attack infantry, but to get behind Ukrainian lines to attack mortar crews and drone units, the more specialized soldiers that are harder to replace.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Dave, thanks for that. Thanks for the heads up on
All right.
That. That's fascinating. Good talking to you. Peter in Winchester, Virginia. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Hi. I wanted to ask if you had any insights or observations about the Democratic Party. I give an example. Trump can't, he's misleading and misguiding people. And I wonder if the Democratic Party, what the reasons are for people in the Democratic Party that don't organize central leadership on the pushback.
Well, number one, the Democratic Party is not the kind of hierarchical top-down organization that the GOP is. It's more of a bottom-up system. I like the way that professor from the University of California, Berkeley, characterizes it, that George Lakoff, that the Democrats view government as nurturing family and the Republicans view government as a strict father. There's a kind of built-in problem there. The second one is that the Republicans have no shortage of billionaires. I mean, literally hundreds of them. Of billionaires who are pouring money into their party and into their media efforts because they get an immediate result. If they put, $10 million into a Republican politician, they can get $30 million in tax breaks. And there's that dynamic does not exist on the Democratic side. And so the Democrats have a very small number of billionaires who are on their side, and they're not that rich, as billionaires. I mean, George Soros is just, nothing compared to Elon Musk, for example. So between those, I see those as the major kind of structural / psychological, impediments to moving forward on having an organized response and, all that sort of thing. That said, I'm reading articles that, Democrats are talking about trying to find, the next great podcaster and help them become like Joe Rogan or something. I'm a fan of the free market, as it were, of the idea that talent will show. But on the other hand, I do know that at least in my business, in the radio business, that right-wing radio hosts regularly get large stipends from these foundations. I mean, Sean Hannity was getting $1 million a year from the Heritage Foundation, according to Politico magazine. Rush Limbaugh was getting $2 million a year. There's a whole series of problems in there. Peter, I got to run. I'm sorry we're out of time, but thanks for the call. Very thoughtful question. I appreciate it. It's the end of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you for being with us today. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you today.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There was another contentious White House meeting today as President Trump hosted South Africa's president and showed a video purporting to show evidence of genocide against white farmers.
Those people were all killed.
Have they told you where that is, Mr. President? No, I'd like to know where that is, because this I've never seen.
A House panel met for many hours on President Trump's budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The Rules Committee is essentially preparing this bill to go to the floor, and that's when key amendments can be added.
Key conservatives remain opposed. Target said today sales dropped in the first quarter. New York Times business reporter Jordan Holman.
One of the big things that all retailers are facing is figuring out a way to convince customers to come in who are nervous around higher prices because of tariffs.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 684 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.